93.7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it is going to be a beautiful day. A little bit on the cold side, but Valentine's Day, 9 days away. Spring, 45 days away. So just think about that. A little over a month. 6 weeks. And that little woodchuck from Pennsylvania there, somebody should shoot that thing. Because we're not going to put up with another 6 weeks of winter. We want spring to arrive so we can get out in the yard and enjoy ourselves. So think positive. And if we can help you, you give us a call. 855-660-4261. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first?
First up, we've got Dorothy from Maine with a question about orchards.
Dorothy, good morning. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a failing Dopsis orchid, and it's the first one I've had. I had bought it, like, last January, and it bloomed profusely until, like, August. And I am getting advice from the local guy at the nursery. And he told me, I took it down to him, he said he thought it needed to be repotted. So I put the special bark in it. And right now, it has two probably 12-inch stalks coming up, and off them are five blooms on either one. And, but
great.
The thing that bothers me is that there used to be seven leaves, three on each side and one in the middle. And now, the two real tiny ones way underneath fell off and died. And the other two are looking like they don't want to stay on the plant anymore either.
Okay. Have you been feeding them at all, Dorothy?
Yes, I have. But not as much as I should have. What I've been doing is I've been spraying them. And they are on a plate in a bed of tiny pebbles.
Okay. Every time I've gone to Florida, I will go visit the orchid greenhouses where my son lives.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of these orchid greenhouses, when you look at the pots, they have a slow-release pellet fertilizer like Osmocote or Nutricote. And Osmocote you can find at any garden center. So I talked to them and I said, how important is it? And they said, well, you have to say to yourself, this is a plant that's growing in bark or in long fiber sphagnum moss. There's no soil. So the better you can feed the plant, the better it's going to grow. And they told me that they use a 4-month Osmocote, and they feed those orchids 3 times a year. You have to say to yourself, because it's mostly bark, when you water, the water goes right through. So if you use something like Miracle-Gro, there really is nothing other than the outside edges of the bark to grab a hold of the Miracle-Gro. Most of it will just go poof, right through the bottom. With the Osmocote, it's a slow release. And it's like you were saying, you missed. If you were to miss the bark, the Osmocote gets wet, it will release the food onto the bark, and that will nourish it. So get some Osmocote. A 6-inch pot. On mine, I put 2 good mounded tablespoons in that pot. And they do wonderful. This time of the year, take your orchids and put them in a south-facing window. Give them as much sunshine as you can possibly give them. Now, if you have the time, February 11, February 12, the Radisson Hotel in New Hampshire has an orchid show. You get on Route 3 from Massachusetts, headed north. You get off at Exit 1 in New Hampshire. Okay, and it's at the Radisson Hotel, and it's their annual orchid show. It's just incredible. It's the 11th is a Saturday, 9 to 5. The 12th is Sunday, 9 to 4. It's $10 for adults, $6 for senior citizens. And kids under 12 are free. And their website is nhorchids.org. And they'll find all the information there. But for Valentine's weekend, this is the place to go. They have like a dozen orchid growers there. They have displays of orchid plants. You can bring your camera. They have people that you can talk to that will help you on how to take care of your orchids. And at this time of the year, we all have cabin fever. So this is the first event of the year for those of you that are gardeners. So on your calendar, February 11, February 12, the New Hampshire Orchid Show. And that website, nhorchids.org, and you'll get all the information. But it's on the 11th and 12th, and you will have a ball. And from Boston, it's like, I don't know, 45 minutes. From Maine, an hour and a half. Nice leisurely drive, all main roads. Go. You will enjoy it. Thank you. But feed them and keep that bark moist, and they'll do wonderful. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Mass with a question about arborvitae.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. How can we help you with your arborvitae today?
Good morning, Paul. I'd like to ask about my arborvitae tree. It's been a full-grown tree for as long as I can remember. It's probably 30 or 35 foot tall, and it's dying back from the top. It's already died back about maybe 4 feet, and I was wondering if it had reached its natural lifespan or if there's something I could do about it, but I've got ambivalent feelings about it anyways because it shades my vegetable garden in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Now, so it's only dying on the top,
yeah,
the middle, and everything else looks okay?
Oh, yeah, everything else looks pretty good. It's getting food because there's compost piles all around it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, it probably would be a good idea to, if you could get somebody with either a pole pruner or a ladder and cut off the whole top and reshape it. By doing that, you'll let more sun come into your garden, and that's something that you could do now. So you could remove all the dead, all the stuff that doesn't look good, create a nice new shape to the top of the plant, and that will help to stimulate new growth in the springtime. Now, in June, I want you to take a sheet of white paper, and I want you to stick the white paper so that half of it is inside your arborvitae and half is outside. Hold it with one hand. Take the other hand and tap the branches above it. Okay? And dirt and material will fall on the white paper. Look very carefully and see if there's any movement, the little black specks that fall on the paper, because you could have something called spider mite.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll try and get you motivated, get you excited. You know, spring is only 45 days away. That's a month and a half. Green grass. Oh, can you see the crocuses coming up? Yeah. And there's some early shrubs that are beginning to show signs. If you live south of Boston, in Rhode Island, in Connecticut, lower New York, New Jersey, things like witch hazel are coming into bloom right now. Cornus mass or cornelian cherry will be coming into bloom really quickly. And see, if you get my newsletter, you'll know this because it's in there. So go to paulparent.com. Click on newsletter, sign up for it, and you'll receive it every single Thursday. This week we did shade gardening. You won't believe how easy it is to grow in a shade and all the benefits. It's there. It's in the newsletter. We talked about ferns for the sun and the shade. Have you ever thought about growing ferns? It's easy to do. And it gives your garden a lot of texture. And a great house plant called Arrowhead. So go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and sign up for it. It's free. And check on some of the older ones, and you'll get some great gardening information. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lenny from Cape Cod with a question about rhododendron.
Hey, Lenny, tell me what's happening with the rhododendron.
Yes, Paul, thanks for taking my call. I have a problem with something that chews on the leaves of the rhododendrons that are growing under elm trees.
Okay, is it taking, like, bites from the outer edge of the leaf?
Yes.
Okay, what you have is a small insect that's like a beetle, and it's called a Taxus vine weevil. And a Taxus is your common, everyday yew. whether it's a spreading U, pyramidal, or upright. And it's an insect that came into New England a few years ago, got into Connecticut, where they grew a lot of weevils, a lot of yews, and when they started shipping them into Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and so forth, they moved the insect with it. So it stays in the ground during the day, comes out at night, and it will feed on the foliage of the yew plant. But if there are rhododendron, that's dessert, and they love it. So you need a soil insecticide to take care of it, or something that is systemic. Now, you can use a product made by Bayer called Tree and Shrub. And you can buy it as a granular product or a liquid product. The liquid will give you faster action and will cost you less money because it's a concentrate. And that's something that you would apply around the base of your rhododendron plants in April. As soon as the frost is out of the ground and we're beginning to get temperatures, sounds crazy, but we start to get temperatures 40 to 50 on a regular basis, like we've been getting all winter almost, that's when you would apply it. And it's a systemic. The plant will absorb it through the root system, bring it up into the leaf, and when the weevil begins to chew on the foliage, it will knock it out. But it's called Taxus vine weevil, and very, very easily controlled with Tree and Shrub. And you can find that at any garden center. And again, during late April, early May, when things begin to show signs of, yes, spring has arrived, that's when you apply it. And just follow the recommendations on the package. But it's a soil drench that is absorbed up into the plant. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Three word. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Lee from Cape Cod with a question about his peach trees.
Lee, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, how can we help you today? Good.
I talked to you last year down at Snow's in Orleans about this problem. And the problem is you told me to cut the tree back, trim it up, all the upright things on the peach tree, and you told me to spray it with horticulture oil, and I did that, and I had the trouble with the little sticky stuff on the peaches last year. I haven't seen any yet except this morning. I looked out there, the summer moss dropped off in the ground. There's a little dot and it's sticky. Am I going to spray some more or anything else I can do with it?
Okay. Have you been using a fruit tree spray every couple of weeks also?
No, I did that once, but I didn't do it every week.
Okay.
Is that the one that's got copper sulfate in it?
Yes. If you go to your local garden center, Bonide and Ortho and Bayer will have a fruit tree spray. So, Ortho is called Home Orchard Spray, and it will take care of fungus and insects at the same time. Bonide is called Fruit Tree spray. Very, very good, very effective. And if you want to stay organic, you want to buy a product called Organocide. Organocide is a product developed for the citrus industry. And you apply this every 2 weeks. Again, it's organic, so it's not going to last. But it will take care of all of your insects and all of your diseases on apples, peaches, pears, plums. You can use it on strawberries, blueberries, on grapes. But Organocide for organic gardening is incredible. But you need to do it every 2 weeks because it will break down. The oil is good in the early spring and then again in the fall, but during the growing season, you need to put something on that will control the common everyday insects and diseases. And chemically, Ortho is excellent. Bonide is excellent. But if you want to stay organic, it has to be Organocide. Totally organic and absolutely wonderful. You do that, and you won't have any problems on all of your fruit in your garden. Great question, but keep putting it on every 2 weeks. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ken from Cape Cod with a question about his red maple.
Ken from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning. I had a couple of questions. One has to do with the bee balm. I'm getting a white film on the leaves now. They're big. They're like 6 feet tall. And I also wanted to transplant some up in central Maine, and I didn't know if that would be good or not and when to do it. The second thing has to do with the red maple. It's about 15 feet high, and some of the bark is off the bottom of it, and it looks like half the tree is doing well and the other half is not doing well.
The bark that's missing at the base, was it eaten off the plant or was it peeling?
It's like peeling.
Okay. And so there's a crack in the trunk of the tree?
Yes, yep.
Okay. And when you look at the top, are there entire branches or is it just tips of the branches?
No, it's branches. It sounds like one side of the tree almost.
Okay. What you should do, anything that's dead has to be removed from that plant. There's a possibility that you have a borer in those branches. So what you want to do, get a stepladder, keep cutting till you hit good, green, solid wood. So if you take the edge of your pruner, scratch the bark. Well, good morning. We apologize for the delay and for the change. All of a sudden, we lost power and jumped in a car quickly, went down, and the whole street is without power this morning. So luckily, the phone still works, so we're going to do a little bit differently this morning. We'll do it through the phone. So if your quality doesn't sound as good, it's not your radio station. It's because I'm doing it from a phone and not from the studio. Okay, Tom, who's up next? Hey, Maggie, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Hi, Paul. It's definitely turning towards the spring because we're starting to get letters from exterminators to come and do a peripheral spray around the house. And I've done this in the past, and my question to you is, you know, they tromp around in your perennial beds and they pour these pesticides, you know, into the beds and around the edge of the house. So is there any other alternative, or is there a way you can do it yourself so you could be a little more careful? Or do you think the exterminator companies have different chemicals than what you can buy in the garden shops? Thank you.
What are they? Are they treating for like termites more than anything else, or
probably more like ants and you know, beetles and things that might get in through the foundation into your house?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Bayer Advance has a great product for termite control and insect control that you put around the foundation of your house. It's a granular product, so there's no mixing at all. All you do is shake it. So I would call your local nursery. It comes in like a 1 gallon plastic jug, and you just open up the bottom, shake it, and you make a band around the whole house. And I've heard really positive feedback from some of my listeners who have used it. They use it twice a year. They'll use it in mid to late March, early April, depending on where you live and what the weather is like. But once the ground has thawed, the grass is beginning to grow, and the insects are waking up and coming out of dormancy. But I think that the Bayer granule for termite control will keep the house protected for either 60 or 90 days. And again, it's in a plastic jug with a nice handle on it. You unscrew the bottom, shake it, and you just go all the way around the foundation and then water in, and it will create a barrier. And I'm pretty sure it will do a real good job. Again, I've had some positive feedback on it, and I think it will save you quite a bit of money, too. Have you seen insects in your house?
Not this year, no.
Okay. The other thing that works really well to control ants, if you have a crawl space or a basement, this is an old-fashioned way to keep ants out of your house, and it works incredible. My grandfather, many, many years ago, told me this. I tried it because we had a lot of ants coming in. And what we did is you take 20 Mule Team Borax laundry detergent. You can buy that at any supermarket. And you mix it with 50% white sugar. So just take a mixing bowl, put a couple of cups of the powdered soap and a couple of cups of white sugar, blend it in well. And then what we would do is we would go in the basement, and right on top of the concrete foundation, we would put a mound, like a big tablespoon, right on that cement or the wood. And we would do that about every 3 or 4 feet all the way around the house, inside. And once we did that, any ants that came into the house would smell the sugar. They would fill their mouth full of the soap and sugar, bring it back to the nest. Everybody would feed on it, and it would all die. Borax, which is in the soap, when the ants eat it, will soften their skeleton. And like you and I, they are different. Our skeleton is inside our body. The ant, their skeleton is their skin. So it softens up the skin. The skin will get damaged in everyday movement, and it will begin to crack, and it will lose all of its body fluid, and then the insect will die. And if your dog or a cat eats it, you won't have any problem because it's nothing but soap. But we would take 50% borax laundry detergent, the 20 Mule Team Borax, and white sugar, in every 3 to 4 feet for the big heaping tablespoon all the way around your foundation. If you have a crawl space, just get in there and do the same thing. And it will kill everything inside your house. And then on the outside, the Bayer termite control. And most garden centers will carry it. And it's something that you would put down when the ground starts to turn green, which is going to be in April or even early May. But for this year, who knows? We've had such warm weather that you really can't tell at this point. Of course, we may get all of our snow during February. Hopefully not. But when the grass begins to turn green, if you put this around the foundation, it will solve the problem. Okay? So you give that a try. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Steve from Cape Cod with a question about poison ivy.
Hey, Steve from beautiful Cape Cod. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a couple of trees that have died, a couple of old scrub pines, and I live in an area, though, back area, all woods, is a lot of poison ivy. And I know it's the oil that gets on you and makes you uncomfortable.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We will try and help to motivate you for the springtime. It is only 45 days away. And if we can help you, give us a call, and we'll try and help you with all of your gardening questions. This time of the year, if you're itchy to get outside and to get some work, if there's no snow where you live, you can start raking and picking up the branches. So get all the branches that have come down with the winter storms. You can start to clean up the areas where maybe you didn't have a chance yet to get all the leaves on the ground. Now, the other thing is, if it's a large area and there's still quite a few leaves on the ground, it's going to sound crazy, but take your lawnmower and take it out and grind up the leaves with your lawnmower. It will shred them into small pieces, and it will act like putting compost down on your green grass. And it does help to improve the quality of your soil. That way, when you fertilize your lawn in April, the fertilizer will speed up the process of breaking down the shredded leaves to your lawn. Scott did a major test in Marysville, Ohio, with shredded leaves. And they found that the grass grew a lot better because you're putting back the organic matter into the soil. The other thing that you can do for your vegetable garden, this time of the year, if you have a day that
It's nice out. You live near the seashore. Get some big black trash bags or some barrels. Head down to the beach and pick up that seaweed. That seaweed will do the exact same thing as peat moss will do in your garden, except peat moss has no nutritional value. All it is organic matter to hold moisture and to give a place for the microbes to live, a place for the fertilizer that you do apply to attach itself to, so it stays in the soil and doesn't wash off. But when you can get seaweed and you can blend that into your garden, you're going to get all the nutritional value from the ocean. And believe me, seaweed kelp is a wonderful, wonderful product. Growing up along the coast in a town called Scituate, Massachusetts, every fall, my father and I would go down to the beach after the garden was clean, and we would pick up many, many trash barrels of seaweed. And we would look for a stone wall where there was a break from the ocean, and the waves would beat it up against it, breaking it to small pieces. Some years we couldn't get it. We had long stuff. So we would just take the lawnmower, drive right over the seaweed, grind it up with the lawnmower blade, and I'll tell you, we would put down 2 to 3 inches of this seaweed in our garden. In the spring, we would till it in if we didn't have time to do it in the fall. And I'm telling you, you will not believe the difference in the quality of your garden. That seaweed is so full of energy and nutrition from the soil. Plus, you'll be able to cut back on the amount of water that you apply to the garden. And a good example was when we moved to the house that my parents had purchased, my dad was watering the garden every single night because we had about maybe 4 or 5 inches of topsoil. Within a 5-year period of adding seaweed to the garden and rototilling it in, we had over 1 foot of the most beautiful topsoil that you've ever seen.